not sure that's how a bull works, but
well, how do you think a bull works?
I think they're always angry, and then if you like get near them, they're always going to be angry.
Sure, in cartoons. You've been watching a lot of cartoon bulls.
I don't know any cartoon bulls.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment.
Welcome and thank you for joining me on another episode of Far Betterment, the podcast where we learn new things about old friends and old things about new friends. Thank you once again to all of my subscribers, listeners, downloaders, followers, and especially to all of those people who've taken their time to rate the podcast 5 stars. Thank you guys so, so very much. And if you haven't done any of those things already, please don't forget to look us up on your favorite podcasting platform. Just search for Far Betterment. So this week's going to be a little bit different, being that it was a holiday weekend. I didn't want to schedule anybody or take anybody away from their family time. So we went ahead and put a call out on Instagram for some questions for an Ask Me Anything, and you guys didn't disappoint. You sent tons of great questions, so I'll be answering those today on this week's episode. And then beyond that, we'll get back to our regular schedule with a new guest next week, every Tuesday, obviously. Got a very exciting guest coming up, and I will update you guys or not later on this week. Maybe it'll just be a surprise. So be sure to look out for that next Tuesday. But without further ado, here's my wife helping me answer your questions on today's Ask Me Anything for Far Betterment. Hello. Welcome. This is Far Betterment.
Third time's a charm.
Started over a few times. Made some loud clicking noises. I don't know.
Called me dominant.
Dominant. I said domineering. It's a nicer word.
All right. Go for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, so we didn't. I mean, I guess I already covered this in the intro. You weren't up here for that, but to fill you in, wife.
Thank you.
We are doing an Ask Me Anything today because I didn't want to bother people over the holidays. Didn't schedule anybody. Took a break myself also.
How was Thanksgiving?
It was fine. You cooked some really good food. Had some pies. Good pies.
That's all we ate. Why?
Overcooked the turkey.
Yeah, it was good.
It was the first fried turkey we've ever made. The house is standing still. I call that a win.
Yep.
My arms have all their skin on them still. Another win. Check the box there. Mm-hmm. Check win for skin. Check win for keeping your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What else did we do? It's pretty laid back. We didn't really do anything.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday. Again, we didn't do anything. Everything was closed.
Yeah, because Thanksgiving.
It's not my favorite holiday.
It's fine, but like...
Not that I'm not thankful for things, but I mean, I feel like...
All you do is eat. It's kind of boring. You sit there and cook the whole day, and then you just eat the food you cooked.
Yeah.
I could do that any day of the year.
Yeah. Me too. And we do.
Yeah. We eat a lot.
So, yeah. So anyway, we asked you guys to send us your questions, and... We got more than I thought we were going to get. I was actually surprised.
We get a lot of fake responses. Those annoy me.
We did get a lot of fake responses. I didn't realize that people get those. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing until...
I think it's a new thing because we used to not get fake answers, but we've been getting a lot of fake answers lately.
Well, it's weird. We get these, questions. Hi, Far Betterment. Like, 4 of them from different people who don't have anything to do with each other, don't follow each other. In a row. Just, hi, Far Betterment.
Mm-hmm. Or just trying to get your attention to go follow their page.
2 things I did feel bad about today, though, is we got 2 questions in Russian. I don't know if they were fake or real. I can't read Russian, so I can't answer those questions. So I'm going to assume they're fake.
Okay, let's just answer them, yes.
Well, no, I don't want to answer anything yes that I don't know what it is.
Then no.
I also don't want to answer that.
Well, maybe.
What if it says, like, I don't know.
Will you marry me?
Well, no. I was thinking more something like very bad, like.
Did you murder somebody?
Yeah. And then I'm like, no.
You mean yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. So this is a train wreck. None of my podcasts sound like this.
Wow.
Oh, anyway, I did want to speak about this, though. So we used to do this thing on Sundays. Well, a couple Sundays. We only did it a few times, called Far Better Halves. So I think we'll probably be doing more of those maybe next month or sometime in the future. We might include some other couples. So if you guys are interested in, I said that weird, interested. If you guys are interested in being on Far Better Halves on Sundays to talk about, I don't know, whatever, marriage, how hard it is, regrets, making mistakes, dating.
Talking about us getting married over there?
Single life, things like that. We'd love to have you guys on. So send us a DM on Far Betterment on Instagram, or write us an email, farbetterment@gmail.com, or you can send us a message through the website, farbetterment.com. I think that covers that at least. So yeah, I guess let's...
We also used to do a different podcast, but we stopped doing that.
Yes, we used to do The Apple in the Tree.
We're going to do that again, right?
Yeah. Yes, we are. Far Betterment kind of took over and things started getting lit, as the young people say.
Oh my God, don't say that.
Things started popping off.
I hate that I breathe so heavy. I'm trying not to breathe in the microphone because I...
No, we got that thing now that the...
Yeah, but I still breathe heavy. I guarantee you can still hear me breathing.
We got the preamp. The preamp is nice because...
Did we explain who I was yet? Did you do that in the intro?
The wife?
Okay, yep, that's me.
Yeah, you're my wife, Robin.
All right, should we hop into the questions?
Robin, different last name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to commit that much.
Mm-mm. Me either. God, what a train wreck that would have been.
All right. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Should I start asking you questions?
I guess.
Mine was the first one.
You had a question?
Yeah. What is your full name and social security number?
Oh, okay. My social is just Sevens.
Okay.
And my full name is...
Wait, hold on. I need a paper and pencil.
Sevens.
Okay.
And then...
Is your name Sevens too?
Andrew, I mean, you can find me on the internet pretty easily. It's Andrew Ward. I don't think that's a big deal.
Okay, Andrew Ward.
Because, I mean, it says it on the website. It says it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Did everyone get that?
Sevens and Andrew.
All right. Next question.
Sure.
Who has been your biggest mentor and why?
Oh, God. That's a tough one. Biggest mentor... was me. I did it all my way. Mm-hmm. Like Frank Sinatra. No, we were talking about this in the car because I needed your help thinking about who my biggest mentor was. And I don't know if I had a mentor, but I definitely had people I looked up to. Conan O'Brien was one of them because I think he's a really good interviewer and he's really good at dissecting people's answers, coming up with follow-up questions, and I don't know, things like that. I think that's probably why I liked him so much.
In his podcast or on his show?
In his podcast. Because in his podcast, he's a completely different person. He's still funny, but he's more, it's more personal. He asks a lot more personal questions, a lot, like, it's a lot deeper than just like the TV show, you know, the TV show they're going on there to, I don't know, promote whatever. And so he has to ask these like leading questions or to rehearse, and his podcast seems to be more, I don't know, he wings it. I like winging it. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Also, I read a bunch of articles on how to be a better podcaster and, asking selfish questions, things that I want to know personally. So mm-hmm. I think that also helped a lot. I don't know, friends. Friends are pretty good mentors. They supported me, gave me advice. I don't know, called to critique sometimes and help, or I don't know, just be very, I don't know. They were really supportive. So I think my friends were my mentors. So thank you guys.
Oh, well, that was cute.
Yeah, it was. Now I'm their best friend and they'll never forget it.
Yeah. You hear that, guys? All right. Next question?
Sure. That was a long-winded question or answer.
What is the most unexpected answer you've received on the podcast?
I think all the answers are unexpected.
What's the most one?
Because I don't know. I don't really talk to people I know. It's usually strangers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? My friend Ton actually gave me an unexpected answer. Like, I've known him since I was like 12 years old. And I've always known him as like this funny, like, guy who didn't really take himself too seriously. And he was always making jokes. And, you know, he didn't really ever talk about feelings. And we were talking about his divorce. And I was asking him how, like, he got through that and how he dealt with that. And I don't remember specifically what he said, but his answer, like, really, really surprised me. I was really proud of him, the way he dealt with that and the way he got through it. And his view on business and being a photographer and, like, how dedicated he was and how hard he worked were also really surprising. I hate to make it all about my friends so far, but that guy, his answer just really kind of shocked me. I was really proud of him for the way he handled that whole situation.
Well, good job, Ton. We're proud of you over here.
Proud. Mm-hmm. Proud, proud friends. What do you think my most shocking answer that I've gotten was?
I don't know.
Mm. Not so easy, eh?
Never said it was.
We should have practiced this.
We should have made a script.
No, that's not how we do it on Far Betterment. We wing it here.
Winging it. All right. What was your major in college?
College? I only went to college for 2 semesters. Semester and a half. And then I decided...
Push it that far.
I decided this is not for me. And I...
You had a major, though.
I had a major. It was business.
Uh-huh.
Which is so fucking boring. But so useful. And you can do anything with that degree. But it just wasn't for me. The only class I ever enjoyed going to was writing. And so it's like the only one that I decided to go to.
Why did you go for writing? Okay, well, can you go to
school? Well, sure. You can go to school for English and stuff like that. But I mean... I was so set on, like, what am I going to use to make money? And money was, like, the most important thing to me at that time. And so I chose business, and it was a bad decision because I didn't enjoy it, and I kind of talked myself out of college.
Plus, you were working at a job that was...
Yeah, I was working at a job that I was, well, a lot of hours, and I was never going to make more starting in business than I already was. I was
making a lot of money. For a 19-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. So at 19, 20 years old, I didn't see a point. I figured, oh, I'm set. Turns out I wasn't set because I hated that job. So much. But yeah, so no college for me. I don't really believe you have to go to college anymore to be successful. I think if you want it bad enough, you can make your own way.
Well, depending on what, if you want to be a doctor,
If you want to be a doctor, surgeon, trades like that, I definitely think you need some type of education. College helps very much when you're becoming a doctor.
Yeah.
So definitely doctors, go to college. I would like you to be
well educated
when you're looking at my diseases and pains. But other than that... You know what I'm saying, Robin.
All right. Okay, well,
next.
Remember that friend we were just talking about, how thoughtful his question was?
No, let's not read his question.
Should I read his question? Because his question was...
I don't think so. We're trying to keep it clean on this podcast. Ton, we're skipping your question.
Jesus, Ton.
So, sorry.
All right. This is a good one. When are you coming to New York? And happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. When are we coming to New York? Hopefully this spring or summer, yeah.
We have a...
We talked to some...
Trip in the works.
We talked to some New Yorkers, and they said, don't come in the winter.
And, well, we were going to come for your birthday in January, but...
Yeah. That was my birthday trip, and we decided, no.
Too cold.
So, never been to New York. I'm really excited to go someday.
Yep, me too.
If I love it, I'll move there. Bye, North Carolina.
Alrighty. What is your favorite part of... What is your favorite part during your interviews?
Meeting new people after I get over the nervousness of calling and getting to talk to them. My favorite part is when somebody's talking about something that they love, something they're so passionate about, and you can hear it in their voice and you can like sense them just like open up and kind of like ease into the conversation, get over their nervousness. And I don't know, it's really cool to hear people talk about what they love, talk about their passions, talk about something that they feel so strongly about. I think that's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. And it happens with everybody. Everybody has something.
That's what the thing is. Everyone has a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to hear it.
And I think like connecting with people is another part that I love, feeling like we can relate to each other, even though we've never met and we're strangers, like having that kind of like, even though it's short, that connection's pretty cool. And usually we stay in contact after the podcast and say hi once in a while and stuff. I feel like I've made like a lot of friends doing this podcast.
Well, everyone's human. So I hope that you'd have some kind of connection to everybody.
Yeah. But I don't know if everybody believes that. I think people believe with social media that, I don't know, the world's become disconnected and
I don't believe that. I believe with social media, it's become more connected.
Yeah. And I think if you use it properly and, which I guess I don't really know what properly is. You know, we use social media to promote the podcast and to promote ourselves. I wouldn't necessarily say that's the proper way, but I think through that, we're able to do the podcast and connect with people that way. So I think it's made the world smaller for me, personally.
Well, yeah, you can just reach out to whoever, and they might not write back, but you can at least try to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Most people write back. Most of them do. Even, you know, people you would never expect to write back. People you have no business talking to and no, like, nothing in common seemingly. And they write back and they're happy to be on, or I don't know. I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
How did you get into podcasting?
Depression.
Well, it started with, I think... Well, start with the apple and the tree, because you wanted to do something with Asher.
Yeah.
And then you brought me along and said, you're doing this with us. And I said, oh.
Mm-hmm. And you became the loudest one on the podcast.
I loved doing it.
Yeah. So.
That's why I don't understand why you called me dominant force there, but.
But then you were.
I know. I was on the other podcast. This is your podcast.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I like having you on. Because, I don't know, we still haven't run out of things to say. I have fun.
Okay. But you wanted to start that podcast, and Asher, a long, long time ago. You just never did it.
Asher and me, Asher's my 9-year-old son. We always talked about doing something like that. He wanted to do YouTube really bad, and I'm so bad.
We tried to do YouTube.
Yeah,
we weren't great.
We were good at recording.
We weren't good at video editing.
Like, editing so difficult.
So if anybody wants to edit our videos.
Sure.
We could do that.
Contact
us.
Let us know.
We'll send you our clips. We have lots of them.
He really wanted to do YouTube so bad. And I'm just not good at editing video, and it's time consuming. And I'm already a photographer, so I just editing that takes long enough. Videos are 2-3 times as long at least. And so we settled on a podcast and we started doing that. And I thought, God, I don't have like, and part of it was depression.
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is in 2017.
Something like that.
You started Sane Side Out.
Which was a website and Instagram where
depression.
I tried really hard to be brutally honest about what depression was like for me. All kinds of stuff, suicide and
year.
And so I started SaneSideOut.com.
Open space where you could talk freely.
Where people could write to me. I would discuss what I was going through. I started Instagram and had people reach out to me through there. And through that, I kind of realized, like, I'm not contacting anybody. This is partially on me. Sure, you know, things are hard for me and I'm depressed. Like, that's real. But I also needed to give myself the best opportunity I could to save myself.
Well, because you felt like your friends didn't want to talk to you, but you realized that you weren't reaching out to your friends either.
It was definitely half me, maybe more so, because I could have also reached out to them. And so I decided, hey, I'm just going to start this podcast, Far Betterment, to give myself an excuse to talk to my friends and stay in contact with them. And that's how it originally started. I only had my friends on. And once I ran through all my friends, I started rehaving them on. And then I realized, like, I kind of had something here. And my friends were also suggesting people to me that I didn't know, their friends and things like that.
It was just a way to make more friends.
Yeah. And I had such a great experience with my friends suggesting people that I started asking their friends to suggest people. And then I started reaching out to complete strangers on Instagram that I thought had interesting stories. And that's kind of how it started. It started with an excuse to talk to my friends more, forcing myself to do it every week. And now it's this thing where I make friends every week.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you sound excited
no,
about that.
I'm trying not to breathe heavy into the microphone, so I had to breathe hard.
You're fine.
Okay. Well, I feel like there's some other questions that go along with this one, so I'm going to go out of order here. Mm-hmm. The next one's not out of order, but it's how long have you been podcasting?
1 year on November 13th or the 16th or something.
And then, happy 1 year birthday to Far Betterment a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess we didn't even talk about that, did we?
No. Should we sing happy birthday?
No.
Okay.
But we made it. We made it a year. So, yeah.
So this one goes with it too. Why did you choose the name Far Betterment?
I think I like the idea of betterment. I've always liked the idea of betterment and bettering yourself and growing. Growth is really important to me, learning every day. So betterment kind of encompassed that. And my friends lived far away. So I thought I can better myself and my friends can better themselves. We can all get better from any distance. And so Far Betterment was just what that means. Getting better from far away, I guess.
Okay.
Yep.
What is the best piece of advice someone has given to you? Does it have to be about the podcast? Because I could tell you the one that we really like, the one Ellie gave us.
About
kids, but I don't think that's what she's talking about.
One I always use is for everything. Just don't take anyone's advice. Just do what you want to do. It's your life. You have to answer for it in the end. So don't take anyone's advice. I think it's probably some of the best advice I've ever gotten. That's a tough one, though.
I feel like people don't like that.
That's a tough one. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to say don't take anyone's advice. I guess I should say choose to take it or not.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to take everyone's. Yeah.
Because
it's your kid.
People are going to come up to you and try to give you advice on your baby.
But I've kind of used that for everything.
Yeah.
I've kind of.
Making noise. Okay. Good.
This didn't happen on the podcast either, but I think another good piece of advice I've gotten is you don't have to make every mistake yourself. Like, you can learn from other people's mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that's another really good piece of advice that I've always kind of lived by is you can learn from everyone's mistakes, not just your own. Mm-hmm. Like, the excuse that you need to learn from your own mistakes is kind of crazy to me, because you have all these examples around you, people that know better, people that are wiser, people who've gone through things that you might be going through and have come out the other side. Like, those are resources for you, and those are
places you can learn.
Yeah, I guess so.
Contradicting. I guess so. We're contradicting ourselves, but that's okay.
But
that's why you need to think for yourself.
Also, learning from everything. Every experience, like taking something from everything. Yeah. Never stop learning. But that's that's our advice that we give our kids, to never, ever stop learning. Second you stop learning, like, there's nothing. I mean, you have to keep learning all the time. It's important to use your head every single day for something. But yeah, I don't know if there's one piece of advice. There's a lot of things I've been told that are really useful that I think about all the time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I was going to say something, but now I don't remember it. So next question.
Are you going to talk about breathing?
No. Should I?
No, because you can't hear you at all. You're fine.
Good. What would you tell your 15-year-old self? Stop being such a shithead.
No. I think I would tell myself that it's not that important to impress everybody, or just because you haven't been noticed yet doesn't mean you never will, and it doesn't mean it's that important anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if I want to do something, then you should just do it, because you're stopping yourself
mm-hmm.
by thinking too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not running out of time. There's no deadline for being who you're supposed to be.
Yeah. It's like they say, there's all those people that, like, this person didn't become famous until they were 50.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't remember who those people were, but
yeah,
there were people there.
I definitely thought I had a deadline. But also, I would tell myself, you will live past 16.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't think you were going to live past 16?
No.
Why was that?
I don't know. I just thought something was wrong with me. I don't know. I just really didn't think I was going to make it past 16.
Well, you've succeeded.
Yeah. Goal met. Yeah.
When I was a kid. You doubled it even.
When I was a kid, I just didn't, I don't know, never thought I would make it past 16. I don't know why. Even when I was a really young kid, just never thought I'd make it.
That's really weird.
It was weird, because when I got turned 17, I went fucking crazy. Did it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Yep.
All right.
I lived my life back then.
Yeah. I don't know if you lived your life. You
mm-hmm.
You did. All right. I'm going to skip that. Tell us more about why you are so connected to mental health.
Oh, because I'm mentally unhealthy. That's a bad way to say things. I'm not mentally unhealthy, but I suffer from mental illness, and so, you know, I've got severe depression. I would say severe at times, for sure. Definitely dealt with suicidal thoughts and tendencies, and, you know, I've had a plan even for a long time, and also an addict. You know, I'm an alcoholic, not an addict. I mean, same thing, but I'm an alcoholic. And so I think that magnified everything for me. So I haven't drank in 3 years, as you know, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
That anniversary just passed as well.
Yeah. And I think after I stopped drinking and hiding everything from myself by medicating myself with alcohol and, you know, things like that, I realized how incredibly fucking depressed I was. And,
yeah, because it's after you stopped drinking, you started saying inside out.
Yeah. And
well,
so,
like a little bit after, yeah.
Yeah, it was probably a year after. But I always had depression when I was a kid. I'd always, you know, been on medications, tried so many different ones, and nothing really seemed to stick or work. Not that it doesn't work for people, just for me, it didn't. And maybe I stopped trying too soon, or didn't try hard enough, or didn't try the right one. I mean, there are so many out there. Just maybe it just didn't get to the right one yet. And just kind of gave up and thought, well, this is it. That's how it's going to be. And yeah, so I just dealt with that my whole life. And then we had kids, and I realized that I could be teaching them tendencies that I have, or they're seeing me go through this without any explanation. And our kid one day felt sad and left us a letter saying that he didn't want to be alive anymore. And I realized, like, he felt like he couldn't talk about it. And I knew part of it is because I never talked about it. He would just see me be sad and I'd never talk about it. I mean, he would see me be sad all the time. And he still feels it. He still notices. You know, he's so sensitive. He notices when I'm not feeling myself, when I'm feeling down. And he always comes and puts his arm or his hand on my shoulder. He's just such a sweet kid. So I knew if I want my kid to take anything from the world, it's that he can tell us anything. I'll be honest with him, even if it sounds horrible, even if it's sad, even if it's ugly to read, so that he knows he can talk about anything, and so his brother and sister know they can talk about anything to us and they don't have to hide anything. Because that's been the hardest thing for me, was being quiet and not saying it and hiding it and pretending to be someone else all the time. I don't want my kid to grow up in that world. So, to make a short answer super long, and I don't know, hopefully sum it up, the reason that I'm such a big mental health advocate, mental illness advocate, is because I suffer from mental illness myself, and because my kids deserve an honest father. And it's okay to be vulnerable and honest about that stuff. I mean, that stigma shouldn't exist. And whatever I have to do to try to erase that stigma, I'll do it, because my kids deserve it.
Well, mental health issues run pretty deeply in your family, so it's very likely that one of our kids could potentially have some sort of depression. It runs pretty hard in your family.
On both sides. Mm-hmm. Well, I think through saying that out too, that I had people reach out to me that felt exactly the same way as I did. And like one in particular, this young girl who was going through a lot of things. I don't want to talk about what she was going through, because that's her story to tell. But I think just listening to her and the way that she didn't feel like she could talk about it, and the way she felt like she had to hide everything or lie to therapists or lie to school counselors, her parents, everybody. Like, she felt so much pressure. Like, the pressure of the world was on her to be okay. The pressure was on her to be safe and to be happy. And she just couldn't do it. She just couldn't feel happy. So, I also, for people like her, like, I'll be honest about stuff for people like her, because she deserves it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next.
This is a pretty important one. You know, when I first read this, I read it differently. I thought it said, tacos or tamales, but it actually says turkey or tamales. I feel like the better question is tacos or tamales.
This sounds like less important than the last question.
Oh.
But I'm going to answer it because I know who it's from. And the question was turkey or tamales because in my family, tamales are a holiday thing because I'm Mexican, half Mexican. And so I'm going to have to say tamales. I love tamales. They're amazing. I love making tamales with my family. That's something I really miss a lot about living in Colorado. And yeah, tamales are fucking fantastic.
Okay, then taco or tamales?
Tamales.
What?
Yeah. I don't like...
I'm shocked.
I mean, I love tacos, but I don't know, tamales... Like green chili tamales are amazing.
You've always said that, like, you like tamales, but they're not your favorite.
It depends.
You love.
I guess I'm feeling like tamales right now.
We made you. Well, not we. You made the best tacos ever the other day.
Yeah, I did.
So good. I could have eaten those every single day forever.
They're easy too. They're super easy to make.
So good. Okay, should we give them the recipe? Okay,
Just chicken.
Chicken.
And tortillas. So there you go. There's the secret
go
recipe.
Make
chicken and tortillas.
Okay.
And some cut up vegetables.
If you weren't aisle. Doing a podcast, what would you be doing as a career?
Crying every day. No, I mean, I really do credit this podcast and all the people I've talked to with like saving my life because, it was just, I had nothing like, I knew I was good at talking. You knew I was good at talking. Like, that's the
that's
only
all
thing
you
I
do.
Fucking thought I was good at. Now, it was so depressing because I was like, what am I going to do with this? I can talk to people. I mean,
you're
they're
really
going
to. Good at Googling things, too.
I'm good at Googling.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I'm
you're
either,
good at lots of stuff, but those are like your top. There's one more other thing that you're good at. But.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you? Oh, my God. No. Jesus. So anyway, oh my God, your family might hear this. My family's definitely going to hear this. Oh God. Anyway, so where was I?
Hold on, we read the question.
I don't even remember the question now.
Well, you were answering it wrong.
Okay.
Oh no, I can't open my phone anymore. It says, what would you be doing as a career if you weren't doing podcasting?
Okay, so I was going to get to that.
Okay, what would you do?
So I was saying that I never thought I would be able to use talking for a job. I was a photographer with you, so I think if I was not podcasting, that's probably what I'd be doing is being a photographer because I enjoy taking pictures and really don't know what else to do. Otherwise, I'd probably be working at fucking... Wherever I could find a job. I guess I'd be an optician still. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed being an optician. I was an optician before a photographer. And so, yeah, one of those things, I guess. Something that made me happy. I don't really care about money. So.
You always wanted to do like a food truck for the homeless.
Yeah. I would have been... If I wasn't podcasting, I'd be working really hard to work for myself still. I don't want to work for anybody. And so that's what I'd be doing. Even if I was broke, I'd still be trying really hard to work for myself. Being with family is the most important thing to me. And if you work for somebody, it's really hard to do that. I want to make my own schedule.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you had to describe yourself using three animals, which three would you pick?
Oh, I saw this question. I like this one. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you should answer this. What kind of animal am I?
Oh, I don't know what kind of animal you are.
I know. That's a tough question. I know there are animals I like, but I don't think I'm anything like them. Like I'm pretty docile. I'm not like a, maybe I'd be like a bull. That'd be a good one. Because they're very calm, but they can like turn on you at any moment.
Bulls are calm?
I mean, you don't see bulls just running around smashing into things. They're just sitting there eating.
That's, I feel like I've seen them doing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could just turn on you at any moment.
Okay. Not sure that's how a bull works, but
how do you think a bull works?
I think they're always angry, and then if you like get near them, they're always going to be angry.
Sure, in cartoons. You've been watching a lot of cartoon bulls.
I don't know any cartoon bulls.
Okay, well, I don't think that's how bulls work.
Okay, we don't know how bulls work, but potentially, if that's how they work, that's Andrew.
Okay. Maybe something solitary that likes to keep to themselves. What kind of animal does it? No. Oh, my God.
You hate sloths.
I do not enjoy sloths. I don't like pandas either. I'm sorry, everyone, but pandas are the dumbest creatures on the planet. They fall out of trees all the time. They're bears. How do you fall out of a tree? You're a bear.
Oh, man. Bears are awesome.
And they can't reproduce to save themselves, which is crazy to me. I just made a bunch of people mad. I'm sorry, panda people. Love pandas.
And sloth people.
And sloths. No, okay. Sloths are so slow, they grow mold. Like, that's crazy.
That's
they
like
grow
me.
Moss.
It's
like,
probably me.
Do you think you're a sloth?
I don't know. What? Well, okay, you tell me what animals describe me. I'll wait.
Okay. Definitely some kind of bird. Like,
why?
Oh my God, what are those
like
birds?
Like a peacock? Like a fabulous bird?
No.
Like a flamingo?
Like a bird that talks too much.
Oh, God damn it, you're an asshole. Oh.
Like a seagull. Something. Something that just flies around until there's food and then it grabs it and it doesn't yeah. stop squawking.
Probably true. God, I hate you.
So there's that. That's one. And then that's tough. That is a really hard question. That's the hardest one so far. I can't think of any animals for you. I don't know. Name some animals and I'll tell you if you like them.
A bear, because that's my favorite animal.
I mean, I guess I could see a bear a little bit. Very protective over your children. You don't hibernate.
Oh, I would if I could.
Yeah.
Sleeping's awesome.
I guess so. All right, we'll say a bear. Bear's pretty cool.
Okay. What other animals are there? Elephant? They're too smart.
For you?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say? Oh my God, no. Definitely not an elephant.
A
because
goldfish.
I feel like an elephant is a pack animal, and a pack animal, you're not a pack animal.
No.
No, for sure not. So I would say also something solitary. You know what we are? We're swans. Because we choose our mates for life. We're solitary. We're swans. We're beautiful. Long, yes. Graceful necks.
Am I the ugly duckling one?
Well, we both started out ugly, but turned into...
Not what?
What?
Nothing.
Everyone's born ugly, Robin. Yeah. Everyone. You saw our children when they were born.
Yeah.
Poor kids. Yeesh. Luckily, they grew into their faces.
Okay. The other day, you were saying like a fox. Not for me, for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fox.
What
foxes
else did you
are
say?
Clever.
I feel like you said some other things. Some other good ones.
Oh, no. I was just naming animals like wolves and stuff. I'm not like a wolf.
You love wolves.
Oh, you know what? A dog. Because I'm super loyal. Loyalty is one of the most important things to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be a dog. Yeah.
And a fox.
Okay. And a swan.
All right. Those are your animals.
And something really smart.
An elephant? Are you the elephant?
I don't know. I guess so. Why not?
Okay. What is your favorite band and why?
That's hard.
Oh, I feel like you have one that's your top.
Absolutely one top favorite band.
One top favorite.
Who do you think it is then?
Oh.
And I'll tell you you're wrong.
You know who it is.
You tell me.
The Beatles.
Okay. I guess the Beatles, but also the Strokes and like, I don't know. I love music so much.
You wanted to be a musician.
Yeah.
When you're a child.
Yeah, I did. I have horrific stage fright. Never could I do that. But the Beatles, I guess, would be the thing, the band that influenced my entire life from childhood till now, more than any other band. Like it has for everybody. Such an unoriginal answer, but like, they're pretty amazing.
Okay, other than the Beatles and the Strokes, who?
Other than the Beatles and the Strokes?
I don't know. Who else do you like? Tough. What else do you like? Okay, you can name multiple.
They said one.
Well, you can name multiple.
Okay.
I'm changing their question for them.
I'm going to have to go through my phone here. I don't know. Weezer, Panic at the Disco. Eminem. I really like Eminem.
What was the one you were saying the other day that I was like, you like? Oh, Cursive.
Love Cursive.
And yeah. I was like, I don't know. You like that.
Cursive,
that much.
My Chemical Romance, Taking Back Sunday, The Used. Like, I was definitely an emo kid. I love
you
emo
love
music.
Nirvana.
Nirvana, Kurt Cobain's like one of my heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tattoo him on my arm, mm-hmm. like many other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are like most of my favorite bands. I think Queen. I love Queen. Queen's incredible. Yeah. It'd be hard for me to pick one. I could never pick just one. Music is
life.
Everything, yeah. Music's the most important thing to me, I think, besides you guys. It's you guys and then music. And then the podcast. I mean, that's how important music is to me.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Next.
I haven't been in here so long. This is all dusty.
Yeah. You haven't used it in a while.
I know.
The last time someone was in here was a few months ago, actually. Yeah. And I don't really do this in person a lot, so.
Well, we almost don't turn our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What makes you unique?
Nothing. That's my answer. I think, but that goes back to Say Inside Out. I used to say, we're all different, but we're not unique. And that meant that, you know, we're all different people, but we suffer from the same pains, the same relationships. Not to say we suffer from relationships, but we all have relationships we deal with, whether it's friendship, family. We all go through the same things, the same problems. So I don't know if I really believe in uniqueness. I think humans are very similar in a lot of ways, and that's how I relate to people. The fact that I believe that we all have commonalities with each other, and we're all just people. Everybody just wants to be happy and or good or I think most of us are at least trying to do the right thing all the time. So I don't really think uniqueness exists the way people want it to. And I kind of find comfort in that. I like knowing that I can talk to a stranger across the country or even across the ocean and relate to them and find similarities between us.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can just have a conversation.
Yeah.
So, nothing, I don't think.
Where is your favorite place on earth?
I don't know. I don't know. A lot of places. I haven't been outside the U.S. other than Mexico. So, and Canada once. I don't know. Anywhere that we go together, I guess. Anywhere we travel together with the kids is my favorite place. I had to pick one favorite place in the U.S., I guess Nashville probably. That's a really fun place to go.
I thought you were going
to
say.
New Orleans was amazing.
They were going to say Rocky Mountain National Park.
I love Rocky Mountain National Park, yeah. Yeah. I don't know, that'd be really hard for me to choose just one, I guess. But anywhere we go traveling together, so I guess the car on a road trip, that's my favorite place to be, is on a road trip going somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have fun.
Yeah.
What is something you're proud of?
That I started something and it grew like beyond my expectations, and that it's pretty cool to have that feeling, like that something's about to happen. I always wondered what that was like. And so that's pretty cool. I guess that would be my answer for the podcast. But another thing I'm really proud of is like the family that we've built and our kids. Like, God, I'm so proud of those guys. Like, they're so kind and they're so good to each other. They're much better people than I ever was as a kid. And hopefully they're better people than I ever will be. Like, and I think they will be, because they're such like good hearted souls. Like, they're just really, really kind and caring. So I'm really proud of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet little kids.
Our little girl, though, she's that's one sassy girl.
Funny. That's what I thought that package was. I had ordered her something. I opened that package today. Yeah. That's what I thought it was. I was like, it's so small. Why is it so small?
Sassy girl. That's a sassy little kid.
Ready for your next question? Mm-hmm. You're going to like this one. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, what I use on the podcast? On the other podcast? I don't remember.
Oh, you're going to tell that story again?
I don't know.
I was shocked that you told that story.
Okay, I'm not going to tell it. I don't remember what it was.
Belly button.
Okay, I'll tell it.
Okay.
First of all, things don't embarrass me that often.
Okay. This happened in the comfort of our own home, just between you and I, so it wasn't even embarrassing.
It wasn't even embarrassing when I told it on the podcast.
Okay.
On the apple in the tree. I don't really get embarrassed that often. I guess I'm more embarrassed by like giving people something to use against me constantly, like to tease me about. That stuff is embarrassing to me. That those things are like being. So I know I was telling you, like, sometimes I like being center of attention, but sometimes I really hate it. So
I don't like being center of attention.
If I'm being noticed for the wrong thing, like, and all eyes are on me, like, I can feel my skin burning. Those things are embarrassing. But things that I do that are stupid are, that doesn't bother me. So probably the most shameful thing that's ever happened to me. Now, keep in mind, I've lost lots of weight since this time. Just want to throw that out there. I lost my wedding ring one day. Could not find it. Was panicking, looking everywhere, so many places. I couldn't find it. I was freaking out, looking in the vents, in the drawers. Oh my God.
The vacuum
I emptied the vacuum cleaner. I'm looking in my car outside, like everywhere. Couldn't find it. Finally, we had given up. And this was probably like late in the evening or early morning. Like, it was probably like usual when I decide I have to look for something. It's probably like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
By the time I finally gave up. And getting into bed and like getting ready, putting my sleep clothes on. And just happened to reach down and scratch my stomach. And I feel something foreign that doesn't belong there. And so I look down at my belly button, and there's my wedding ring. It's been there the entire time. There it is.
Oh my God.
And I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed of myself that I didn't even want to tell you where and what happened. Like, but that's it. That's probably the most shameful or embarrassing thing that I've ever
sure
done.
I found it. Not you.
Well, then that's even worse.
I think I saw it and I was like, what is that? Anyway, I can't believe you told that story again, but that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's the... I wish I could delete this from my life.
Oh my God.
I mean, I said it wasn't embarrassing, but the more you talk about, I can't believe that you told that, I'm like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have.
All right, we'll just move on.
Okay.
What are some random fun facts about you?
Oh, no.
You haven't any?
I haven't any. No. Yeah. God, I don't know. You tell some random fun facts. You know me better than I know me.
Yeah, but this is for you to answer.
I really don't know. I do love coffee. Is that a fun fact, though? I love coffee.
I don't know. You drink it funly?
I drink it out of a curly straw.
Yep. That happens daily.
I like to make people laugh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really good at coming up with names for things.
You are. You've named everything we have.
Yeah. I like naming things. Also, I'm really good at looking things up on Google. That's fun.
You can find anything.
I literally can find almost anything.
Andrew, okay, here's a fun fact. Andrew's contacted the FBI multiple times.
I have. Three times. Because I've had some suspicious characters reach out to me on Facebook and ask me if I'm alone, if I'm married, if I have children, if I, like, believe in Islam and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the scary part is the FBI said that happens all the time.
Yes.
People trying to come, like...
They literally told me, it's no big deal. Just call us back next time it happens and report it again. And I did, twice more. So that's the last time I ever accepted random friend requests.
Yeah.
And, so now I only accept people I know or... I've been on the podcast because, man, that was weird. Mm-hmm. But speaking of being able to find people easily, or being able to like Google things and find things,
uh-huh.
I have found some crazy things, like things that didn't want to be found. That's how much I love to Google stuff. So that might be, if I was going to do any other job, it would
Googling?
Be... Googler.
Is that detective work?
That would be amazing. But I don't know. What else? I like flashlights a lot.
You do like flashlights? We always go to
flashlights. I'm a weird person. I'm a really odd person, but I'm pretty comfortable with that.
What else?
I don't know. I really don't know. All like right. Motorcycles? Those are fun.
Yeah.
Kayaking. Love to kayak. Love Disney. That's a fun fact. And I like road trips, which we already talked about.
Yeah.
But yeah. One of the reasons we went on road trips so often is because I've watched Rock the Park, which we had Jack Stewart from Rock the Park on here a few weeks ago. So if you haven't checked out that episode, do it because he is a really amazing person and gives some really incredible answers. And I really enjoyed talking to him. But yeah, because of their show, Jack and Colton, I decided I wanted to start driving to places more and visiting national parks more.
National parks, yeah.
And so we started doing that. And right after that, we went to
Rocky
Mountain National Park and we climbed a...
Well, I was like 9 months pregnant.
climbed a 14,000 foot. We cheated. We didn't climb a 14er, but we walked up the last part.
We climbed it.
And it was 14. It took me 40 minutes and I got altitude sickness.
It's fun.
And went to the top dizzy with a headache, telling myself, if we can do it, so can you, which is Rock the Park's motto. I kept telling myself that the whole way up. That's embarrassing, too. That's another embarrassing thing.
You did it, though.
I did it. And
the
then
picture's hilarious of you up there.
I took a picture of myself, and selfie. I was so messed up with altitude sickness that I missed my entire face.
No.
Oh, no. I only got my face.
You only got your face.
Didn't get any of the top of the mountain.
It's like your face in the blue sky. So you could have taken the picture anywhere.
Yeah, and it was crooked. completely crooked. And I thought I did a great job. I was so proud of myself for getting up there and taking those pictures.
That's the picture I'm going to use on the Instagram.
But I didn't. I took a horrible picture at the top of this mountain. I even climbed up this like cliff to get this stupid picture.
I couldn't go with you because I was
dizzy climbing that thing. And I thought to myself, I remember thinking like, if I fall off, I'm going to die. Oh, well, it's going to be worth it. And not thinking clearly, obviously. And
I was sitting in the car with the kids and I was like, what is he doing? Because I walked up. Because we really didn't go up because it was cold and we had the kids with us.
Yeah.
The two boys.
The two boys, yeah.
And so I walked up and I just went up a little bit because I was...
Pregnant.
8 months pregnant.
Yeah, very pregnant.
And I came back down because it was already hard to breathe. And then you're like, I'm going to go, thinking it would only be like 5 minutes like I took. And I'm sitting in the car like, what on earth is going on?
I was gone for a long time.
And there was no cell phone service.
None. Yeah. I was just trying to stay alive. Yeah. And then I got back to the car and I was so sick that like I felt like my eyes were going to burst and I was nauseous and I was like dry eating, remember, and trying to drink water because that's what you're supposed to do.
And then we saw moose. Yep. No, elk.
Moose.
We saw an elk. Yeah, there was a moose. We didn't see the moose.
That's right. Yeah, so then we drove down as fast as we could because I was so sick. Then we got down and I felt better. So go figure. Go figure. We went down like 7,000 feet in elevation and things were good.
Yeah. All right. Now tell me about me. Tell me what I like.
I don't know. That third thing that you said. What do you like? I don't know. You like being with the kids? Oh, you love...
Oh, sorry. Random fun facts about
you. Oh, okay. You love makeup. That's a fun fact. Sometimes we do makeup together on you.
That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. Pretty good at eyes, I am. Not as good as you, but I'm pretty decent at eyes. Smoky eye. Can't do anything else, but nail that. What else do you like? Or what other fun facts? You're also a photographer. So that's a fun fact. You started first and you taught me. And you started in film. So you know how to develop and use an enlarger and all that stuff. I don't know how to do that. We had another podcast together called The Apple and the Tree. You have been married since 2012.
Oh, I'm fun. All right, next question.
I don't know. You like to bike. You like to hike. You like to kayak. You enjoy telling me to leave.
Yeah, that's the last thing I tell you. That's what you tell me. Mm-hmm. Next question. What is something that bugs you?
About you? That when I ask you to leave,
me,
you
just in general.
When I ask you to leave, you that's all, your answer. You come okay. closer.
All right, next question.
No, I don't know. What bothers me? Intolerance drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. Racism drives. Like I know these are easy answers, but I feel like we've dealt with
rude
this stuff. Yeah, being rude for no fucking reason drives me crazy. Like, especially if someone's just asking a simple question. I'm like, why be rude? They just want to know. That's it. What's the point? Mm-hmm. I don't know. People not being kind pisses me off. Yeah. Like, just not treating people like humans. And this is gonna make me sound really bad, but not being loyal. Mm-hmm. I think probably is one of my biggest pet peeves. If you're friends or, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, kids, like... Loyalty is important to me. You should be loyal to each other. Don't betray each other behind each other's backs. Like, I don't know. That stuff's important to me. So, yeah.
All right. I think last one's probably a good one to end it.
Yeah, it's been an hour, so we're coming up on our typical time. I don't want to go over that. So if we didn't get to your question, I'm sorry.
Well, here's the last one. Hold on. Because I feel like this is a good one. You would like this one. What is something you want to learn or wish you were better at?
I would like to learn to edit video, I guess. That's one. But guitar would be another one. I can only play so much. Other than that, I'm really terrible. I want to learn everything. One thing I'd love to learn is emergency services.
Well, you always stop whenever there's an accident.
Well, like, that's why I feel terrible, because I don't know CPR. I don't know, like, triage or anything like that. I would like to learn that, because then if we do stop at an accident before, like, I don't know, EMS gets there, I'd like to be able to help those people. Remember, we stopped at that one that was just here by our house. And no, this is a more relevant one. So the one that we saw in Florida, mm-hmm. the guy flew out of the window. Mm-hmm. He's bleeding.
He's all good.
He's good. I'm aware of. Yeah, he's fine. But this is a major, like, event for me, like, because it impacted me so much, not because it happened to me, but obviously it was a more major event for them. It's super scary, though. They spun out on the highway, or someone hit them. They hit the guardrail, then spun out. He flies out of the car, almost gets hit by several cars, and he's bleeding everywhere. Nobody stopped. People are just passing by. We stopped. There was another car stopped there, but they left as soon as they saw us stop.
Well,
which I thought was...
I think they thought that was the car that hit them.
Oh,
they
maybe.
Left.
Yeah, okay. And so we stopped, and there's just blood all over the place, and they're all freaking out. The one's in shock because he flew out of the car.
Somehow didn't get majorly hurt.
Yeah, ended up with just scratches, basically, and bruises. And I didn't know what to do. I had a first aid kit in the car. All I could do is put gauze on things.
Well, we called the police for them.
Yeah, but that's
which
it.
Which I feel a little bad about, because then he had probably a lot of, like, ambulance bill.
Yeah.
Because we offered to drive him to the hospital because he asked, and we said we would, and the police
wouldn't let us. But yeah. I understand that. I mean, they're responsible for them at that point, and because they had already started treatment on him.
Well, no, he asked us before the ambulance got there. The police said no.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But it's because he had hit his head.
Yeah.
They can't let you leave with a head injury like that, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. If you guys know out there, let us know. But he had to take the ambulance. And I would like to be able to help in those situations more than just put gauze. Like, what if they were really, really hurt?
Yeah.
And all we could do is just stand there and watch. Or stand there and call the police while they're, like, while they need life-saving, like, and we can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is horrible.
You know what really kind of shocked me? That no one else stopped, because we were there. It happened, like, right before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital was the next exit. So there's no way that there were no nurses or doctors that passed that accident that didn't stop. I can't believe that because we were there for a good
hour at least.
Hour before the police came, or at least 30 minutes.
Probably 20, 30 minutes before the police showed up, because there was traffic jam.
And then quite a bit longer before the ambulance came.
And then longer while the ambulance was there.
There's no way that a doctor or nurse didn't pass that accident, which... is a little upsetting that they didn't stop to check to see if anybody was okay.
Yeah. But that's why I want to learn that stuff. So if there's one thing, God, I've given such long answers. If there's one thing that I want to learn is triage and emergency, services. What do you call that?
Mm-hmm.
Emergency medical care.
Yeah.
Triage really covers it, I guess, but yeah.
Oh, I guess this kind of fits in. This answers like two questions. Another fun fact about you and about, because you just said you want to learn everything.
Yeah.
You get into hobbies.
Oh, yes. I love getting into things.
Like every, like, I don't know, a couple months, you'll get like super duper into something.
Yeah.
And then like a few months later, you'll be like, done with that. Next thing. But you like learn it like a million times over. You're like in it.
I love learning.
Like you're like, all right, I'm going to do, I don't know, kayaking, and you'll learn every single thing there is about kayaking ever. And then a few months later, you'll be like, now I'm into
bikes,
scuba diving, I don't know, whatever it is. And you'll learn every single thing about it.
Yeah, I like to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to do something, you should do it 100%. Give it full effort so you can enjoy it more, I guess. I don't know. I don't just try things. I do things, yeah.
Yes.
Like tattoos right now.
Deep into them.
Tattoos are my thing right now.
Yeah.
I love tattoos so much. Uh-huh. Just got my first one this year.
Yeah.
Also got my 9th.
All right. The end.
The end.
I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Thank you for your questions.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for caring about the podcast and listening every week. I appreciate it. I really do. So thank you to everybody. And we will be back next week with another guest that isn't me.
Or me. I feel like I've been on too many of these. Though I haven't been on in a while.
No.
We did find that episode that, okay, so a while back. We lost an episode. It was just me and Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up losing it, but we ended up finding it. Are we ever going to post that or are we just going to?
No.
Oh.
It was too personal.
Huh? That was the point of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know if I could do it. It was a lot of me, and this podcast is about not me. It's about everyone else.
That was the point of it because you made me do one about me.
Well, that was, I don't know. That was a long time ago. It was almost, anyway. It was within a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's actually only like in August.
That seems a long time ago.
All right.
It's a whole few months ago. It's a long time. How long do you think that feels to the kids? They're probably, oh my God, it was so long ago. But yeah, so thank you guys for the questions. If you enjoyed it, sorry I talk so much. If you enjoyed it, let us know and we'll do another one someday in the far future.
But you gotta send us more questions.
Yeah. Send us more questions or let us know you enjoyed it. We'll do it again someday. Maybe I'll do it and have one of you guys ask the questions. That would be fun. Or maybe I'll have a bunch of people on and they can all ask me questions. I don't know.
Live questions.
Live maybe. Questions. But yeah, this was fun. So thank you guys for the questions. Thank you guys for sending stuff in. And thanks for listening.
And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.